You are listening to benstorah.com.
Tosfos in Menachos Daf Samach Vav. Tosfos says over there that since the way Tosfos paskins, and the Gemara seems to say that Sfira Bizmana says the Rabbanan, so you can use the klal of Safek the Rabbanan Lekula, and therefore it allows you to count Bein Hashmashos. Was the game you have to count on the day, Bein Hashmashos, Safek Yom, Safek Laila. Yet, there's a klal called Safek Darban Lekula. So Tosfos Lashon, if I could see it, is the Nira, the Besafek Chasheicha. Nira, the Besafek Chasheicha, Yochol Levarech. Ve'ein Tzorch Lahamten Atshia Vaday Laila. Kivun Shu Sveik Darban. Thank you. So Tosfos says, thank you very much. So Tosfos says that you could count Sfira Sa'imer and Bein Hashmashos with a bracha, because Safek Darban Lekula. Now, Svasemis is Taka Oymed on it, let's first see what Oylem says. If you do a mitzvah, and you do because of Safek, do you make a bracha, or you don't make a bracha? Let's say you shecht a kvi. You know, a kvi is Shloim, a kvi is a... Gemara says, the Mishnah says, it's a Safek Behema, Safek Chaya. When we learned that, you were already not in Crown Heights Masifta, the Rebbe used to say Kvi. Then when they came out these Gemaras that has dots, it says, what? Koi. They say Koi. All the art scrolls and the other ones say Koi. And some used to say Kovi. Yankov Kamenetsky used to say that's part of its Suffolk. It doesn't even know its name. It doesn't know what it's called. But it's a Suffolk Behema, Suffolk Chaya. In Mechaber it says it's a buffalo, which obviously doesn't mean the American buffalo, because Mechaber didn't know what America was. So
based
there was some...
On,
what?
Based on Rabbi Yankov, it would be a sex faker.
Exactly. All right, good point. Sakoponim, it's a Suffolk Behema, Suffolk Chaya. Therefore, it has dinim. It's chaylev you can't eat because it might be a behema. Chaylev chaya is muta, but you can't. At kisi adam, it might be a chaya, so you do kisi adam. Do you make a bracha on that kisi adam? The shaila is, do you make a bracha?
Or not, because you don't know if you did a mitzvah or not.
Agree?
Sofik
sveik brachas lahakel. Yeah, but Pesach.
It's
a machlokas
rishonim, whether you're doing
a mitzvah,
could be a mitzvah, could be not.
It's so it seems to be, it's a, not seems, it is a machlokas rishonim. The Rosh, at the beginning of Parakis Yodam, brings up Rabbeinu Yonah that you do make a bracha. And that's a sheet to survive it, even though he doesn't talk specifically about the kvi, but the sheet to survive it is that if you're doing a suffix deraisa l'chumra, since you have to do it, like if you're being malin and dragging this, you make a bracha, even though it might not be a mila. So the Rambam says you don't make a bracha, like Gavriel says. It might be not a mitzvah, it's a suffik brachas lahak, suffik brachas lakula. Why? Because suffik darban lakula, it's a suffik and the bracha. Might be a bracha of atala. But the Raivad Shita is that since you have to do it, since you have to do it, memeli, you make a bracha. So Sfasemis is bothered over here. Maybe Tosfos holds like the Rabbeinu Yonah Raivad, but it's mashing the Paiskim not that way. Because many Paiskim bring this Tosfos. And it seems because it's a Safek Darban Lekula, and you're saying it's called a mitzvah, you make a bracha. Okay? So, but a kapar, okay, the Maisa Mishnah Berurah brings many achorim not to do it that way, but in the Paiskim it does bring that this is a shita. Now, so somebody asked me the following question, that in Hilchas Megillah, the Mishnah Berurah says it's a davar pashut, that let's say a person didn't read Megillah the whole day, he didn't have a Megillah. Right? And then he's able to acquire Megillah, get a Megillah, Bein Hashmashos. Right? So he greets it without a bracha. No shayla. The Mishnah Berurah says, Stam, you read it without a bracha. So the person asked me, if you make a bracha, Bein Hashmashos, at the beginning, why don't you make it then? What's the difference exactly? That's the question. Okay? That's the question someone asked me. Okay, valid question.
Is there a difference if it would be on the 14th or the 15th? Because if it's on the 14th, then maybe you're reading the Megillah for for Shushan Purim, just in case.
But you're not. You're talking about where it's not Shushan Purim. That's the point. That's the question. So we'll start off.
Well, in the walled city, it's 14 versus 15.
Right, but you're not in a walled city. As far as I know, Lawrence is not a walled city, since he might be Shuvah Nun for sure not.
Different types of walls.
Yeah, okay. So, when they say Chema, maybe we have. That's everywhere. But upon him, the next question is a question that bothered me many years ago, and I found this question. Stipe asks it, and later on with Oitzach Chachma, I looked at the Mikdash David asks it. We have a klal like this. Let's say you have an egg that's born on Yom Tov. We know it is a Mishnah. Beitzah Shenolda B'Yom Tov is Asa. Right? Beitzah Shenolda B'Yom Tov is Asa. Basically, it's an Issa D'Rabbanan. So Gemara says that even if we have a Suffolk, if it's a Beitzah Shenolda B'Yom Tov, and we have a klal, Suffolk D'Rabbanan L'Kula, Sveik D'Rabbanan L'Kula, or if the Beitzah gets mixed up with a lot of other Beitzah which are mutter to eat, the din is still, you don't eat it. Why? There's something, a klal in Shas called Davar Shiesha Matirin. Afilu Be'elef Lo Batal. But if you have a Davar Shiesha Matirin, it's not bottled. You don't say Safi D'Rabbanan L'Kula. Meaning, like Rashi explains, Atche Tachlena Be'issa Tachlena Be'heta. Why take a chance and eat it on Yom Tov where it might be an Issa? Eat it after Yom Tov. So the question is, why don't you say over here also, why do you have to count Bein HaShemashes? Wait till after Bein HaShemashes and count then. Why do you have to take a chance? It might not be accounting. That's the question that the Stipler asks. I asked, and the Stipler says what I thought, but maybe there's a difference between an Isser and a Mitzvah. Therefore, an Isser...
So Nafkamin, if he's counting the day coming in...
He's coming the day out. Coming in.
Yeah.
Right, okay, that's something else. But that's over there, we don't make a bracha anyway. That's not the case. You talk about Lagabi Megillah, maybe. But let's talk about something over here. You could wait till the night time. So why not wait? Just like wait for an egg. So the Stipler basically said, yeah.
The Rosh Hashiva is timing, essentially, Shev al Tasa in reverse for Shev al Aseh, and don't do the mitzvah.
What do you mean?
Because there's a concept of Shev al Tasa, don't do a lois Aseh. Here you're saying don't do the Aseh of Sirius.
Okay, good point. It's a mitzvah. So therefore, what are you saying?
So you're saying hold off till
Bain. Yeah, hold off and do the mitzvah for sure. Rashi Svara is, why take a chance that you're doing an Issa? Why take a chance you're not doing mitzvah, do a mitzvah? Okay, so could be because Me'ikar Din, really, you have a right to be Meikel. And some of the Bachum were tining this. It could be, I hear it, that you don't want to take a chance that you might flub on the mitzvah. You might forget to do the mitzvah. An Aveira is okay, so you wait till later. Don't eat it now. Hopefully you won't. But over here, if you'll say, oh, I'm going to wait, you might not, you make your Davin Mariv early. Say, okay, hold off till to like we do. Maybe you won't do mitzvah. Okay, it could be. But I want to say the following. I think it's a very, and I have a rayas, we'll go through some of the rayas. Okay? Pesach, if you don't mind, the Shulchan Aruch there, Beis and Gimel, I think it's. Or Chaim Beis Gimel. Okay, thank you. You also Mishnah Berurah Chelek Hei. Thank you, I'm sorry about that.
If he's just worried, he can count on Pnai L'Chayah,
right? The what?
He'd just be worried, he can count on Pnai, right?
Yeah, we're not going into those specific halachas. It's a very schwer halacha, but we're going more into the din of Sof Gabon rather than Sfir Assignment. So, let me ask you the following question. Let's say you have a Suffolk, if this water is kosher and it heals your dime. For instance, in New York at least, I don't know about Lawrence, when you put water in the faucet, if you notice there's a foam, there's a white, it's white, and it takes a few minutes till it settles. That's a shinui mare. Water doesn't look that way. I don't know what's caused. Maybe it's caused by the chlorine, I'm not sure. But it's very white.
Bubbles.
Huh? It's more than bubbles. It's like totally white. And then it settles. So is that called a shina mar? The Mishmur says not, because it's eventually going to, in a few minutes, settle. Chazon Nisha says, while it's a shina mar, it's called a shina mar. Okay. So now, let's assume it's a suffix lalacha. Can you be makel and wash with that? Right? or let's say water that the stama machloikis, is this called, or kli, you have a kli. The Taz says it's good, the Magen Avraham, Mishabur says we don't have achra, let's say. So can you wash, and you only have this type of kli, you want to eat bread. Can you wash with that and make a bracha? Mm-hmm. A is can you wash, B, can you make a bracha? So, you would say, and especially eating bread without washing your hands is not just you didn't do a mitzvah, it's an issa. For instance, most poiskim, not all, but most poiskim hold an oinen who's put them in a mitzvah. That's right, we know an oinen, Rahman Islam, is put them in a mitzvah. It means he doesn't make brachas, he doesn't put on tefillin. For some reason, we put on tzitzis, even though Shem Zalman said it's not clear why. I mean, I never saw an oinen. Oinen not wear his tzitzis, you know, go to the next day to Levaya without his tzitzis. Technically, probably shouldn't, but okay, we do. He says it's part of our clothing, but his tzitzis is like part of our clothing. But he doesn't do mitzvah, he doesn't make brachas, not before, not after. But if he eats bread, most places come hold, he washes his hands. Because eating without washing your hands is an issa. In other words, oinen is not potem in averis. He can't start talking lashon hara, right? I can't start doing things, let's say they're bearing the mace on Yom Tov. It can't be Michal Yom Tov, right? But he's put them in the mitzvahs, but washing hands. So what's a pshat? So what would you say as far as this? So interesting, the Taz and the Magen Avraham, two different places, Hilchos Tehillah Sedayim, both say that you could make a bracha. You could make a bracha. You wash. And you make a bracha. So the answer is, I think, very simply. What's the pshat? The pshat is a zoi. The pshat is, since it's a din of sofik lohakel, and this is allowing you to eat, that means you're being koiveya, you're going and establishing that this is called a maisa netila, otherwise you couldn't eat. Okay? That's the first thing you've said. On this Magen Avraham. But that's what you have to say from this Taz Magen Avraham. So now, let's take the kasha that they asked me from Megillah. It's very simple. When you count Bein HaShemashes, and you're allowed to count according to Tosfos, Chatchila, that means that you're saying you were Yotze the Mitzvah. Okay? Now let's take regular Safek Dorabanan Lekula. What's the classical case? The Gemara. A person not sure if he said Krishna, if you hold Krishna Dorabanan. Okay, we hold Krishna's Deraisa. So we'll do Murr. A person's mesupik, did he eat marah or didn't eat marah? Right? So we know if he's mesupik, if he ate matzah, didn't eat matzah. What's the din? What?
Eat again.
If he's mesupik, if he ate marah, didn't eat marah. I'm not telling you that's what you should do, because a lot of times we're machmed or abundance anyway. But mikra din, what should be the din?
He
doesn't have to. What?
You don't have to.
You're not sure if you took a lulav, chalamoid. Chalamoid. Our lulav is darabanan, zeichel mikdash. So you don't have to take it. What are you saying basically? You're saying is, I did the mitzvah already. You have a right to assume you did the mitzvah. Okay? Over here, Sfir Sa'imer, you know you have a mitzvah. You know you have a mitzvah. What are you doing in order to say that you're yotze the mitzvah? You're saying that this is called a mitzvah because you counted Bein HaShemashes. But you know Bein HaShemashes is a suffix. You know it's a suffix. When you talk about you, if you don't know if you ate Mara or not Mara, Suffix Darban Lekula allows you to assume that you did. So you have a right to say, I did the mitzvah. Or you're not sure if this is a Shuman Shel Gid Anash. A Shuman Shel Gid Anash is also a Darbanan. So you're allowed to eat it, right? Again, don't be makel so much, but that's the din. You have a suffix shumin, right? Shumin should get a nosha. So now you're allowed to eat it. What are you saying? I have a right to assume this is not shumin should get a nosha. But how in the world do I say that Bein HaShemashes, what I did now was Sfiris HaOmer? But I know I counted in a suffix dika mode. I know it was a suffix. I know could be I was not yoytze. Is akachach the pshat is, that's in this case, Safdar Ban Lekula says, you're yotze the mitzvah. Otherwise, you can't say, maybe I was yotze, I can assume I was yotze the mitzvah. What do you mean you can assume? What are you assuming of what? You know it's a suffix. So obviously, it's like this. So if a person decides, I want to eat Murr, you want to be Machmir, whatever. Let's say Murr, all of a sudden you have the Paiskim would say, Murr, since it's Zeicher to the Murr that was a Deraisa, so we're Machmir. There are certain things that are bonded, Divri Kabbalah, this, that, there are certain things we're Machmir. So does that mean you make a bracha now? Because we pass like the Rambam, like Pesach mentioned. We pass like the Rambam. You don't make brachas on a suffix. Because right now you might not be doing an act, which is a mitzvah. But over here, I know I have the mitzvah. But by Mara, I don't know if I have the mitzvah or not. So how can I make a bracha? Over here, I know I have a mitzvah. And you're telling me you did the mitzvah. I know I have to wash my hands to eat bread. And you're telling me you did wash. The kli was a good kli. The water is good water. That means you're paskening this is a ma'isa mitzvah. So you can make a bracha. Masha ain kein matzei purim. Matzei purim. When a person goes ahead and he reads the Megillah, you don't know if the person has a chiyuv or not. When you come into Bein HaShemashes, your question is, do I have a chiyuv or don't I have a chiyuv? So what's the question the person asked me? Why don't you make a bracha in Bein HaShemashes? The answer is very simple. Because I don't know if I did a mitzvah. There's no way to say I have a mitzvah. I can't say, oh, you did it, you were machmir. Why were you machmir? Maybe the Divrei Kabbalah. Maybe they were machmir for some reason. Okay, fine, that doesn't bother. Maybe, why not, you know. But lamaisi, you can't say the act that you did was an act of a mitzvah. Why? Because could be a potter from a mitzvah. The other case where you're making Sfir Soim, you're chayav in Sfir Soim. And we tell you, don't do it. We tell you, if you're telling you the chatchila, that means you're telling you this is called a ma'isa mitzvah. We're allowing you to do this, could be considered ma'isa mitzvah. Otherwise, the same thing in the Tirsi Yadayim. After you wash it, maybe it wasn't a good netila. So you're going to say, Safak Rabban Lakula. What's Safak Rabban Lakula? Lakula means you're assuming that you did it. You're assuming you ate Mara. You're assuming you said Krishna. You're assuming you took a lulav. What are you going to assume over here? That the Chazaynish is right and not the Mishnah Berurah is right and not the Chazaynish. The Taz is right and not the Magen Avraham. We know it's a Safak. Mishnah Berurah says it's a Safak. So that Safak Rabban is a different. What is that? Let me give you other examples too. Other examples. Where's the Shulchan Aruch here? Excuse me. In Hilchus Chanukah, Tov Reish Ayin Beis. Listen to this. In Hilchus Chanukah, Tov Reish Ayin Beis. So the Gemara has a whole shaila. It says in the Gemara that you light Mishatishka Chama Achetichla Regel Minashuk. What does that mean? Tishka Chama, we know. Means Shkiyas Achama, whatever Shkiyas Achama it is. That's not again now. Achetichla Regel Minashuk. So Paiskim say it's about a half hour later. Right? So the Gemara has two pshatim in that. Either means that time or means for that amount of time. In other words, it could be done really the whole night. It could really be done the whole night. Right? As long as somebody sees the, you know, people are up. But what does it mean, Mishatishkachav? That's just a way of saying a half hour. Whereas how do you describe it? Remember, they didn't have clocks in their day. So what they're basically saying, look at the Shkiyas Achama, look when people are not in the shuk anymore. That amount of time, burn your Chanukah lecht. But it could be done at 11 o'clock at night. Right? It's two l'shoynes in the Gemara. So the Magen Avraham says over there, Tov Reish Ayin Beis, Sivkot and Vav, Magen Avraham says, "Beisrael cost to have his fake dina. Im kei mashra shein levarch. You don't make a bracha. The ma'aser we do because we paskin, but nowadays it's different. Whatever it is, but if you go strictly what seems to say in the Gemara, Magen Avraham, even though by Sfir Soim he says to make a bracha, but over here you don't make a bracha. Okay, why? Again, very simple, because." After that half hour, let's call it 6 to 6:30, it's a suffix if you're chayven ne'er chanukah, could be your potter. So how do you make a bracha? What are you making a bracha on? I might not have a mitzvah to do. I can't make a bracha if you can't say it's a mitzvah. It's a suffix. That's what I mean. It's suffix the dina. Chazahu misubik. So you can't tell me you have a mitzvah. Maybe you don't have a mitzvah. Okay. What? Yeah, I understand. Again, you're going to get to Hilchas Chanukah. That's a good point, but we're not going with that. We're going before what the Paiskim said, and nowadays is different. Correct, but we're going before. Now, in Hilchas
So the question is, what this person's going to light is, he's going to light only for that amount of time, and he's going to do it then.
Yeah, and without a bracha, because you can't tell me that...
He has a chiyuv later. He can do it with
no, but he might not have a chiyuv.
At that moment to light it.
Right. Later either. He could be, he lost out on the mitzvah.
We're going to Shabbos. We light early.
Good. So Erev Shabbos, the Rishonim go into the mother, the Trumas Hadash and how we do it. That's a good point. But again, that's Hilchas Chanukah. Okay, but we're going straight over here. Now, in Tav Pei Vav, in Hilchas, listen to this. In Tav Pei Vav.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
By what's the shear of a kazayas? Shear kazayas yeshayimim. Right, we're not going into hour one, hour two, hours again. That's not for now. Yeshayimim the heavy kachetzi beitza, and there are those who say it's a third of a beitza. Right, it's a machloikis. Right, v'dasa Rambam the Mishnah says kazayas u kashlish beitza. So memela, what do we do? Le'inyan dina b'mitzvah deraisa kagoyin matzah. Again, we're not going into what that is, a half a egg. Whatever it is, that's the shear. Ulinin Mara, Shudar Bonin, Yesh Lismach Bidi Evidim Achel Kishlish Beitza. Achlechatchila Kimishitzach Lavarachel Mara, Niradein Lahoko Bazet. Im Loishahu Adam Cholosh Vekoshaloi. If it's difficult, remember the Mara also was a different Mara than our Mara. It's not Romaine letters that we use, right? It was real Mara. Rabbi Vega has a letter. He says, if you mean it l'shem shemayim, I promise you will not be mazik you. I don't think Romaine letters we have that problem to be mazik you, right? It means real Mara.
What?
What do you mean? I call you every year. After all this? After all these years?
Can't eat a piece of lettuce.
Prime tells me how many come in each box each time. Every year, I think I have to call. Well, Shem, every year it's been the same. So we haven't changed. Okay. But it's Mashu Mishmur. You could make a bracha. If you're, well, how could you make a bracha? Teretz is very good. Because, well, you yaitz and maru inam. This guy's sitting the night of Pesach. Right? And he said, I can't eat a half of the beitza of maru. Okay. It's very hard for you. Get sick. So eat a third. Eat a third. Shlomo, you remember Julie Yudel Solish? Of course, you remember it. He used to eat this. I never was there, but I remember some members by my father's table, of Shlomo's table. He used to eat real Mara. He said you could see the smoke coming out of his ears. It was so real. He used to eat it because that's from Poland, as I'm a Gittin. So he didn't want to change at all. He used to eat like a big Pimer and you see his face used to get red. But anyway, I kuponed him. The it's Mashu Mishmur. You could make a bracha. Why could you make a bracha? Again, because you're chayev in a mitzvah, right? But what? You want to know if you yaitzah. So if you say you yaitzah, that means this was a mitzvah.
Someone is paskin for himself.
What?
Sounds like the person's paskin for himself.
No, the Mishmur is telling him that he could do it, right? Yeah. He means to say, Zavadah, it's better to be machmir. Better to be machmir. He's saying, Lemaisa is... He's only being machmir because there are many shittas that argue on this toisvis. Okay, now in Tov Ayin Zayin, same Mishnah Berurah. I'll say it outside. Same Mishnah Berurah says we notice a machloikis Rabbi Eliezer ben Azaria and Rabbi Kiva till when do you eat the matzah? Chatzos or not? So we know we're machmir chatzos. At least the first night everybody is. Of other those that are makel second night, okay, they have a kabbalah, they can be makel, but we're not. We eat before chatzos. You have to make sure you eat before chatzos. Now, what happens if you ran late and you have to chatzos, whatever the reason is? So you eat after chatzos. So you eat the matzah and you don't make a bracha. You eat the maror because it's no big deal, even if it's tough. And you don't make a bracha. The Mishnah says, how come over there you don't make a bracha? The answer is very simple. Because you might not have a mitzvah anymore. How could you make a bracha? You're past chatzais. You can't make a bracha if the act you're doing, it might not be a mitzvah. You don't know if you have the mitzvah. Oh, so once we establish this, then we can answer the kasha that we asked from David Shesh Matir. Very simply. The Rav Kiveg in a few places brings a pre-chadish and he uses it and we'll explain it. The Gemara says a lot of times, a safek darbanan halacha kedivrei hamekel. Like you have a machloikas. What does that mean? You have a machloikas in the Gemara between this one and that one. So we have certain kolalim. What's the kolalim? The kolalim is a bayin rava. We paskin like rava, except a few exceptions. Rabbi Yechon and Shlakish. You pass Rabbi Yechon, right? A yid. So let's say you have an egg. Let's just make believe. You have an egg that's a shayla. If this is called beitz shenol de biyomtiv. Rabbi Yechon says it's us. It's mutter. Rabbi Shlakish says it's us. There's no way you say that dava shiyesh matirin, and you wait till after because you want to do l'reish lakish. Why? Because we know the psak is like Rabbi Yechonin. It's not a suffix. It's a psak, right? Chazal and makabel paskin like Rabbi Yechonin. Beisaysev has certain kololim too. That's the halacha. That's it. Okay, that's the halacha. There's no dava shiyesh matirin. It could be even mishainim, right? Beisaysev has a that he goes with the Rambam and the Riv. The Ramah, us Ashkenazim, both of us, yeah, looks like all of us, go with the Rush and the Taisus and Chachmei Ashkenaz. That's a psak. You can't say I want to be Machmir because there are certain situations where whatever reason is. But let's go with Chachmei Ashas. So Kivega says when the Gemara says Halacha Kedivrei Hamekel by a Darbana, it doesn't mean you go Lakula. It means that's the halacha. The halacha is kedivrei hamekel. In the rabbanans, that's what we keep it. No, it's when you have a machloikis, and we don't have a klal, Ravina, Ravashi, Uri, Pascha, like, there's no klal. Halacha kedivrei hamekel. Pascha, Ravina, one place, Ravashi, the other place, when they argue, halacha kedivrei hamekel. Says the Pri Chodesh, there's no din of Dovah Shesh and Matir in there. Why? Because over there, the halacha kedivrei hamekel is not Sufik Dorban Lakula. Chazal Shtel Davek, did you say? They establish the halacha is like the Divrei Hamekel. Therefore, there's no Davar Shesh Matirin. That's the halacha. Tosfos, who says that you could make a bracha, is obviously telling us that you have a right to assume that when the Chazal made the mitzvah of Sfir Sa'imer, they said you could count in Vein Hashmashis. Not it's a Sufik, and therefore, because of a Sufik Dorban Lakula, they established that's the halacha. Otherwise, you couldn't make a bracha. So the kasha of Dovah Shesh Matirin is not a kasha. Because Dovah Shesh Matirin is only, we have a suffix. This is not a suffix. This is allows you to go ahead and say, this is called a mitzvah. This the Tilas Yadayim is a mitzvah. This Sfir Sa'im is a mitzvah. This eating mar is a mitzvah. Therefore, I can make a bracha. I'm going with Shitas Taisa. La halacha, we don't paskin that way. It's the halacha is that way. Therefore, there's no din of Dovah Shesh Matirin. I think that's the simplest. In other words, you're not saying you have a suffix here and be machmer, meaning wait. Even though suffix d'rabban l'kula like a wait. No, if you see him make a bracha, the pshat in such a lacha is that there's a different halacha called that a suffix mitzvah d'rabban and they go l'kula is called a mitzvah. When Chazal made the mitzvah, as far as Bein Hashmashis, they said this is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is this way. When they said as far as shiur, the halacha is a smaller share. That's what it is. Therefore, there's no Dovah Shesh Matirin.
I'm going to ask you. So it's not when it is a suffix in Metzias.
Right.
When there's a suffix in how we pass it.
It's called Sveika Dedina. Exactly. It's called Sveika Dedina. That's what the Pri Chodesh says. Sveika Dedina. And over here, there's a Chiddush that even though we know Bein Hashmashis is a suffix, the Gavid Abanim, that's what the Apaka Demimaker we understand. You're passing like that one, but over here, you can't say Banish Mashis is Laila for other things that's young. But the Gabi mitzvahs Darban, and that's how you look at it. I'm going to ask you a question, the following question. Let's assume we wait 6 hours to eat milchiks after fleshiks. Okay, no, we're not going into it. Like, wait five, I'll eat five and a half, 6 hours. Let's just make it simple, okay? A guy ate meat, okay? All right, it's the afternoon. He's not sure when he finished the last kazayas, whatever amount of food. Was it 12 o'clock? Was it 12:30? Okay? It's now 6 o'clock. It might be 6 hours. It might be 6.5 hours. He wants to have a cup of...
Five and a half.
It's 5 and a half, right? So now what does he want to do? He wants to have a cup of coffee. What would you tell? What Bill? This is what happened.
He's not doing a mitzvah. So what's so compelling? Unless it was maybe a seuda that he had to go to.
Yeah, yeah. So what? What do you?
The same thing as davar sheyesh lo matir.
So is that davar sheyesh lo matir?
It would seem that it's something that's davar sheyesh lo matir because you can.
So no.
It's something that sees. It's not something that didn't.
Yeah, but it's still davar sheyesh lo matir. So the Dake Tshuva, the Minchas Chalazah's father, and his Seif on Yeridah, says what Gavriel is saying. He's a good Hungar, she's Bechavin for the Daila Hungary, that he says Dava Shesh Matir. Okay, now I want to ask you a question like this. Let's say a stone is Muktza. Stone is a Muktza on Shabbos, right? But you have a usage for the stone. You want to use, so you put aside a stone. Well, so you live in Meir Sharm, you want to pelt the car that comes. I don't know, that's what used to do in my days. Right? Not that it's correct, but that, right? So you set aside a stone in order to go ahead and use on Shabbos. Okay? You want to hold your door. Yeah, you hear? So now, excuse me. Now, the stone got mixed up. You don't know. You have. You don't know if it's the stone you set aside. It's a different stone. They both look the same. Right? You had two stones. You don't know which is which. Right? You don't remember. You know the white one you put to use the black one. You know. Then you forgot what it is. Can you use it on Shabbos or not?
No.
Why? Davar sheyesh lo matir.
Yeah, but you want to use it on Shabbos. You don't want it.
Oh. But you want to use it on Shabbos. So 1 second. So you're really destroying davar sheyesh lo matir. Because you're saying is, I want to use it now. So Tzlach agrees with what he says. Tzlach says, the Gemara's talk about an egg. How many times can you use an egg to eat? Only once. Right? You want to eat it. So don't eat it now, eat it later. A rock, says the that's not his case, but he says, usage of something. He said, I can use it now, and I can use it later. I want to use it now. So what do you take? I mean, double
coffee,
shesh
material.
You
can say the same thing.
No, what?
Coffee now, have a coffee later.
No, you can't have the same coffee.
You can't have the same coffee. Same coffee. Same coffee.
You can have a different egg.
What?
You might have a different coffee. Or an egg is a different egg, not the same egg. You can't have it later.
No.
You could use your rack.
The rack we understand now. A coffee... What are you telling me? You want to eat this egg. So don't eat this egg now, eat this egg later. Okay, because someday it's fine. Eat the egg later. Right? Eat the egg later. In coffee, I said, wait a minute. I want to have a coffee. It's now 6 o'clock. I want to have a coffee. You tell me, wait till 6:30. I want to have another coffee at 6:30. So you are taking away the usage of the coffee.
So you don't have to drink that one coffee.
What? In other words, an egg. You talk about this specific egg. You're not talking about this coffee. You're not talking about this coffee. You're talking about drinking a coffee. It's not the same as an egg. What?
It's Hefzer versus Gavra.
Yep, so good.
There's nothing wrong with the coffee. There's nothing wrong with...
Well, it's good, but what's the Hefzer in that?
It's the person.
Oh, exactly. So what does that mean? Good, so you're saying good. Some will say, it's a din in the person, so what? But what Sam is saying is, because the egg, you can only eat one time, that's it. Not this coffee, a coffee. I want to eat a coffee now. What are you stopping me from a coffee? We know you're not going to drink. You usually drink one. Okay, but maybe a few minutes from now, I'll be tired. Again, I want a coffee. So I don't hear it. I'll just end off with a story of Shmuel Salant with Rabbi Hirsch Pesach Frank. First of all, you've all heard of her. You heard of her, Rabbi Hirsch Pesach Frank? Howie? What?
I don't know the whole
Yichus. The whole Yichus is that he was the Rav of Yerushalayim.
You may know him as
Tzvi Pesach. Tzvi Pesach, that's what I said.
Tzvi is
Hirsch. Oh.
I know that.
What did I say? Hirsch Pesach, yeah. He was called Hirsch Pesach Frank. So listen to this. He was a Yida, a Goyin, and Tzaddik, a Meridik of Masmi. He chazed Gemaras hundreds and hundreds of times as a bacher. He was a meridik of masmid. My shver, Zuchan Vracha, once met Nochem David Herman. I don't know if anybody knew who he was. You heard of the boss, right? The boss you heard of. I met the boss. Rabbi Herman, we remember Shlomo. Rabbi Herman, that summer I went to Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Herman, Olav HaShalom, told me to visit his grandfather. It was not known as the boss. Just told me to visit grandfather. I didn't know. He was already sick. But I got to meet his father, Rabbi Herman's father, Nachum David. I used to see him in Yerushalayim, when we lived in Yerushalayim. Mashiach told me that he said to him once, you heard of Rabbi Amram Blau? Well, there's a lot of Rabbi Blau. Rabbi Amram Blau. You know who he was? The head of the Natura Kart. I never heard of him. He was the head. What?
I'm not Makabo,
that. Rabbi Amram Blau was a Yid. He was of rather different than our Shitas, that's for sure. But no one can deny he was not a tzaddik. The man was a tzaddik. Whatever you want to say, his Shitas. The man, somebody, I remember in the mirror, when he was alive, there were a guy was there, he says, your head of whatever, good, that this, that. He sits by his Pesach table. Who's there with him? He says, you know, his family. I can't blame him. Rabbi Blau sits there with 200 meshugim. He had a mitzvah. Any meshugim in Yerushalayim ate by him. You remember the old building, Shlomo, the captain? You remember the guy, captain? He was a real meshugim in Nebuchadnezzar from across the street. Right. So he used to come in. He was a guy who went to day school, yeshiva, yeah. So he used to go in, make the guys crazy. One day he starts arguing with the guy, says, you guys better not fight with me. You know, I used to eat by Rabbi Amram Blau. I used to eat by... I said, that's the guy. Yeah, wow. I said, that's not a big issue. He used to have hundreds of meshugim. The man, I saw him when I was a teenager. That summer that I went, Kikar Shabbat. You know what Kikar Shabbat is called? Kikar Shabbat. Because he used to have demonstrations. I saw him being beat up. Kikar Shabbat. Sorry. It's on Kikar. Being beat up by policemen, bleeding and not moving a muscle. Just looking and smiling at them. The man was a hariah by his levaya. Everybody came. Everybody came. But whatever you want to say about, but that's what Zabama Blas. He was writing for Avol Yashiv and Rav Shom Zal. He was writing for everybody because they took jobs by the government. Rav Yashiv. I remember as a bacher seeing the Meir Shomnikas throw eggs at Rav Yashiv. Right? To us, it's Rav Yashiv. Yeah, because he had a job in the Rabbanut. So for them, that's trade possible. So if Nachum David Herman asked, how come you never write the for Harish Pesach? He was the Rav Yerushalayim. He worked for the government. How come you weren't right of him? So he remembered closely, I tell you, I was there when he got married. I remember he got married. And the day after Shev Brachas, I saw him take his chasana beds and sell them for wax so he could learn at night. A yid that could do such a thing, I couldn't bring myself to be right. He was such a masmid. He was a meridik masmid. So anyway, when he was his parents came from Litta, he lived in Telz, I think, as a young, and then they came to Yerushalayim. It was really Yerushalmi. I mean, it's in the Gius Banot things, he came to the prime minister, he started crying his head off. He was a man, he was a grace of mensch. So anyway, when he was a bacher, he had in his mother's backyard, some say it wasn't with him, but let's assume it was. And his mother told him that in the chicken coop, the chicken laid an egg. I guess they put lights, they usually don't give birth at night, right? And to give birth, and she put it on the Seder table with the other eggs. She didn't realize Beit Sishanol the Biyamtiv. So what should she do? Could we eat the other eggs? Could we eat all the eggs? So he told, of course not. It's a Mishnah. It's a Gemara. Beit Sishanol the Biyamtiv, and it's Nisarv, it's Asa, because Davishesh material. Says, mother wisely said, a Shaila you ask a Rav. You still ask a Rav. You don't pask him, you know, from a Gemara. So he goes to the Rabbi Shmuel Salanta, who's a Rav Yishlaim. Shmuel Salanta asked him, was it ready, were the eggs ready for the Pesach? For the Seder? He said, yeah, it's Mutter. Okay, but that's right. Come back to me after Yom Tov, see if you can think of Shad. Comes back, says, very simple. The Gemara says that if you peel an egg, you can't eat it the next day. It's a Sakonis Nefashis. You ever see if you take out a peeled egg and leave it overnight, it starts to pucker. Gemara says you can't eat eggs that are peeled. This was the whole thing, you're familiar with this, with the Klausenberger Rebbe? Klausenbergers will not eat any...
You have to be treated.
Right. They will not eat any egg salad, this, because they hold that's an egg that's left overnight. Where's it saying to Gemara, you made into egg salad? It's a sakana. Eggs, onions, and so forth. You can't eat, and you see that it puckers away, it gets ruined. So he said, the Gemara's talk about eggs that are not peeled yet. You can wait till after Shabbos, after Yom Tov, sorry. Your case, I answer, your mother prepared it for the table. Yeah, it means it was peeled. It was peeled. You can't wait till the next day. Why? Next day, you're going to have to throw out all the eggs. Mm-hmm. So since you have to eat it today, Avadi allowed to eat it. There's no Dama Shesha Matir. That's the... Some say it was a Pshul Leib Diskin before his time, but that's the upside.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.